I'm Jay.
I'm Tiffany.
And this is Clay.
And we're Pie Face Girls.
And you're listening to Damaged Goods on Little Rally Radio.
Log of the Starship Enterprise, stardate 5943.7.
Captain Kirk, this is Lieutenant Uhura. Mr. Spock is ready to patch in. Go ahead, Mr. Spock.
I'm on the surface of the destroyed barbarian planet now, Captain.
Destroyed? What do you see, Mr. Spock?
The surviving inhabitants are in a dreadful condition. It seems they can't control their limbs, and their minds are dull and useless. Fascinating. They seem to be in a state identical to that curious 20th century Earth disease called hard drug abuse. I suspect it has destroyed all meaningful life on this wretched planet.
A tragic find, Mr. Spock.
As a Vulcan, I find the need for hard drugs to be totally illogical.
But as a half-human, Spock, surely you can appreciate the suffering that hard drug abuse causes. We can only hope that other civilizations will not make the same mistake.
I may be daffy, but I'm not crazy. I'm smart enough to know that hard drugs like heroin and downers are a bummer. Don't fool with them. Take it from yours truly, dangerous drugs are despicable. See ya.
This is James Brown, soul brother number one, always fighting. Now I'm fighting for your life. I'm fighting for your life because if you use drugs, you better leave it alone. Drugs are contagious. They're killers. Every drug is a killer. Stay away from drugs. Drugs will take your life away. And if you want to live, stay away from drugs. Because they are super bad, super bad, super bad, super bad, super bad, super bad.
God, are we on?
I don't know. I don't have headphones, so I really can't tell.
Are we on?
I think we are. Well, who are we?
I think we're still Damaged Goods, maybe.
That's right. Yeah, so you are listening to Damaged Goods on Little Rally Radio. And my name is Matt Dunn. You can also call me DJ Two-Headed Dog. Here in the beautiful, newish Little Rally Radio studios.
It hasn't been that. It's been a while since we moved in here. As a wise man once said, it's been a while.
That's right. And we have, who are you now?
Oh, me. We'll go with DJ Warm Leatherette today.
That's right. The legendary Seth Beard, DJ Warm
yes,
Leatherette.
Workhorse, as I've been called before, and other things. And journeyman.
Yep.
A few descriptions been used for me.
And yeah, this is episode number 114, and we have a special guest in the studio. Are you there, special guest?
Hello. I am. I am DJ Missy Thangs.
Missy Thangs, yes. Thanks for coming in the studio tonight.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.
It took a while to make it
work. Yeah, yeah. Schedules are always weird. We've been having trouble getting in here ourselves lately, I feel like.
I know I've been having a lot of scheduling conflicts, so I'm trying to get under wraps. But
life problems.
But yeah. Let's run by what we just heard there. We heard that was a band from Minneapolis, Minnesota. They're called Royal Brat. And the song is called 13. Royal Brat is actually playing Sunday night at Ruby Deluxe with Pie Face Girls and a band called Kim Forever. Yeah, I know. So I'm looking forward to that show. Before that, you heard new music from Mark Sultan, who is one half of King Khan and the Barbecue Show. That's the track called Please Don't Be Mad. And before that, you heard, is it Gogs, Googs? I don't know how to say it.
I think it's Gogs.
Okay. That's
good enough.
That's Ty Siegel, his new band with Chris Shaw from X Cult. And this track is called Shotgun Shooter. It's excellent new music from them. And before that, you heard a band called Pill. That's P-I-L-L, not to be confused with Johnny Rotten's band PIL. That's a band from New York. The track is called Fetish Queen. And Before that, you heard a band. They're from. Are they from London? Shopping.
Yes,
that's right. Yeah,
close enough.
Great post-punk band from London called Shopping, and the track is called Take It Outside, and they're playing next Wednesday at I think at the Pinhook with Truthers, which is Hannah from Silent Lynch's new band. And before that, you heard a band called Suicide. The track is called Cherie. That's off of their first album, Suicide. And that's that goes out to Alan Vega. Rest in peace. He died recently. So I don't think we've even been on the air since that happened. So
I don't think so.
And to begin the set, you heard a band from Manchester, England. They're called The Fall. And that song was called The $500 Bottle of Wine, which might be available at Whole Foods. All fancy and organic.
On sale.
That's right. That's right. But yeah, I'm much looking forward to tonight's show. We also have new music from Kitten Forever, the other band that's playing with Pie Face Girls on Sunday night. And Seth, have you brought anything good or anything bad?
Anything
unlistenable?
Unlistenable. Actually, I think this one's fairly listenable. I didn't get anything too terribly weird today. It's been a lazy day, and so I just kind of threw together some tracks I really liked, and some things that we've heard before, some we haven't.
I guess we also heard
Giorgio Murder.
Yes, it's good stuff.
New LP, and then a couple of other things.
And we also have new music from Paint Fumes. Brand new music just came out today, so hot off the presses.
I looked at that and I was like, oh, I'm sure Matt's gonna bring that. I'll listen to it then.
Oh yeah, there you go. That's right. And we heard from a classic PSA from James Brown talking about why
drugs are super bad.
Which, how much cocaine do you think was on the table when he was recording that?
None. He had already done it all.
Right. Exactly, yeah. But anyway, yeah, so and did you bring in any awesome tunes today, Missy?
I did. I have a song queued up here. Would you like me to tell you about it?
Yes. Yeah.
So it's a Can song that has been sort of fucked with, if you will. It's from this blog called Flesh Strap. It's like an Exotica blog.
Flesh Strap.
It's awesome by this guy.
Sounds interesting.
Evan Crankshaw. He also has a show on WFMU now.
Mm. And it's a great station. Love that station.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorites. Yeah.
Me too. And I had never heard this version. I'd never heard this Can song. It's called I Want More from Flow Motion. And I hadn't heard that album before. So when I heard the song, I didn't know it was Can. I didn't really have any context. But when I realized it was Can, I went out, I bought the CD at a store. I was in New York when I heard it, and I went and bought a CD, and I got home and I listened to it, and it was completely different. What? But I like Evan's version better, so I wanted to play that.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so should we go ahead and rock with that?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, well, we'll be back in a little bit. Hello there, you're still listening to Damaged Goods on Little Raleigh Radio. And my name is Matt Dunn, also known as DJ Two-Headed Dog. If you're listening in Spanish, that's, what is that, Dos...
Dos Cabeza Pedro?
Yeah, exactly, something like that. And I am in the studio with one of my good friends. What's your name again?
DJ Seth Magnetic.
That's right, I can never remember that.
I know, I mean, we specified it earlier.
Well, that's true. And we have a special guest DJ in the studio. And what's your name again?
Well, I go by lots of names. Missy Thangs.
We wouldn't know anything about that. We pick a name and we stick to
Rebecca
it usually.
Rebecca Mueller.
That's right.
You can call me whatever you want.
Right, right. The artist formerly known as, well, I don't know if you have any old nicknames, but
as What's That Thang?
Yeah, that's right. And we're rocking out here tonight. I'm really enjoying the show, actually. Usually when I'm
having
here,
a miserable time right now.
I was going to say, usually it was just me and Seth. I'm bored to tears,
right? As much as it sounds like we get along on here, like, you don't see us strangling each other, like, Simpson style between, like, songs, like, during the songs.
Saul and Nat kind of like Sonny and Cher, you know? Like, they probably really hated each other, and they're like, oh, God, I got to do this comedy bit with Sonny Bono, and I can't stand him, but
you know, pretty much.
Yeah. So anyway, what did we just hear there? We kind of heard like a little remix there of the Deviants and Pain Fumes together.
Yeah, that was cool.
Kind of
new Pain Fumes jam is,
I know,
aging. Holy,
I was gonna
shit.
Say that
can
they
you
could
say shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can say whatever you want.
Yeah, that was great.
That was great.
I was gonna say they could do a band together and call it what, Deviant Fumes, or or should be Paint Deviants. Which
Paint
one?
Deviants.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, those aren't the best working band names together, I guess.
Human Deviant,
something like that. But yeah, that last track was the great North Carolina band Pain Fumes with a track called Bad Rituals. And that's off their upcoming album. I think it's called If It Ain't Pain Fumes, It Ain't Worth a Huff. And before that, we heard a great band called The Deviants. And that was a track called Garbage. That's an excellent track that Missy brought in. And before that, we heard the longest song of all time. That was Melt Banana.
it really caught me off guard when the song ended.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, it ends in a very hard, awkward stop. I like that.
Yeah.
I try to do that as much as I can whenever I write songs.
That was what was called Test Semicolon Round 1. And
I'm curious to hear what Round 2 sounds like.
I know. Well, do you think, has Mel Banana ever done like an MTV Unplugged episode, or have they ever? That would be something, wouldn't it?
That would be incredible.
Or
really boring.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
Really go either way.
I'm not sure about that, but yeah. But anyway, before the Deviants, you played, this was awesome, Missy tracks. They're all great stuff. That was a band from Australia called Total Control, and that was Retiree. And I can't really say enough good things about that band. They're a tremendous band.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we're all fans in here.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think that's the best band from Australia. There's a lot of great bands from Australia, but you know, it's my favorite. And before Total Control, you heard a band called The Adolescents, and that was Kids of the Black Hole. That's a great track by The Adolescents. I think it's their self-titled album. It came out in 1981, I think.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, no, it's been that long, huh? Time flies. Punk is old, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
punk,
ancient.
Punk is dad.
It really is.
Actually, it's grandfather now.
Yeah. Punk is like, yeah, it's like ancient. But yeah. And I saw The Adolescents. We were talking about that off the air. I saw The Adolescents play a great show. I think it was 2004 at the Cat's Cradle.
I remember that show, and I, for some reason, have a flyer of it up in my, like guest room, but I did not go to it.
You didn't go? What a poser.
I know, right? I think it was from one of our old practice spaces when we cleaned out of there.
Oh yeah.
Which I found a lot of weird stuff when we cleaned out our practice space all our day, but
maybe you see it every day and it inspires you
a little bit. Actually, I don't, because I don't go in that room enough. That's like my where I go to do work, and I haven't been doing work.
Maybe it inspires you from afar, though.
Yeah.
So maybe. There you go. And before Adolescents, we heard a band called The Oblivions. That was Do the Milkshake. Is that song about like going to cookout late at night after you've had a few beers and you're like, God, I'm like, I'm so hungry.
I know so many people who've gotten DUIs leaving cookouts.
Really?
Oh, no.
Like multiple. Like, it's kind of silly. But it makes sense.
Did they all get milkshakes, or were they
probably?
Was it all like one after another in a row, or was it
no,
like a different,
it's separate occasions?
Right,
different
right.
Cookouts, even actually.
Well, I can't imagine being drunk and then having a milkshake. That
yeah, so, it sounds terrible. It's like you've already made enough bad decisions that night. Yeah, why not make another one?
I know.
Actually, I love milkshakes. Well, I might do that after I leave here.
Well, Missy, if you were sober, what milkshake would you get at cookout? What would you?
Definitely the Heath Bar.
Oh, that's a good choice.
Yeah. To the core.
See, I always go just plain strawberry. I don't know why. It's a comfort thing.
You don't,
reminds me of being a kid.
You don't get the watermelon one during the summer?
Yeah. Every once in a while.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I'm a creature of habit, though.
Yeah, same here. The Heath. Yeah. That's kind of like, I've been doing it.
I don't like to break out and do new things too often.
And yeah, for those of you listening far away, cookout is a I guess it's mostly Southern fast food chain.
It's an off the chain.
Off the chain.
Southern and fast food chain.
When I used to live
in. Rages until 4 a.m. Oh, yeah.
So many
night.
Bros out there. Like,
Maybe on Western Boulevard, but I'm over in Newbern. And
oh, see, I always go to the Western Boulevard one, and it's like.
Way more chill.
I've had to actually sit there after I've been done with my food if I like park. And wait like 20 minutes to be able to like pull out and leave because the parking lot's so terrible.
See, what you do is you park in the parking lot next to it, the Food Line parking lot on Western.
And then walk up.
That's what I had to do because like one time I was literally stuck in there for like 30 minutes.
Yeah,
and,
that's ridiculous.
People were like having a party in the parking lot, literally. Like it was ridiculous, but anyway, yeah. So
but it's worth it.
And when I used to live in Greensboro, I was driving through High Point for work, and they have a sit down cookout there. You can sit down inside. Mm. They have an indoor. Yeah,
it was weird.
Yeah, it was really weird. I was like, whoa.
I don't know what I'd do with myself.
Yeah, I don't know. And the one at Western used to have a guy who would sing your order to you.
Okay.
Do you remember that?
I remember that guy. Yeah, when there used to be the house over there that shows were always at.
That's right.
I walked up to. Cookout all the time from there. It's like first walk to Food Line, go by or that gas station, go buy beer, and then walk to Cookout, get some food, and then walk back to the show.
That's right.
But yeah, I think I do remember that guy.
Yeah, and then they had you'd see like, all right, onion rings, double cheeseburger. Like he was very into it, and I'm gonna start doing that at work just to annoy people. Yeah. But
yeah, whenever I ring
program that way.
What's that?
You could start doing this program.
I could do that. Yeah, yeah.
I do remember one day when I was at Remedy, it was me and somebody else working, and we had a Meatloaf special, and of course, every time one came up in the window, we would start singing Meatloaf. Start singing I Would Do Anything for Love.
But I won't do that.
But I won't do that.
That's right. What is the that? Did they ever establish that?
I don't think I've ever paid enough attention to lyrics to figure it out.
Because I think it was on pop-up sure video, there. And there was some discussion on the pop-up video episode that had that video
what
on.
That was.
Yeah, but I don't recall what it was exactly. I'll have to turn on VH1 Classic to find out, but yeah. But anyway, so speaking of Cookout, before the Oblivions, that was a really cool track. That was Evan Crankshaw. Is that the name? Did I get the name right?
Yeah.
And that was I Want More. That was really cool.
Yeah,
What was that off of again? It was what was the name of the compilation?
Flow Motion, the record by Camp.
Okay.
And yeah, it's it's a cool Can album. You know, it's a little later on, like, you know, for all the Can fans out there, like, you know, it's probably old news, but I discovered it way later.
And, yeah, no, it took me. I mean, it took me only till like past like 5 years to actually start listening to Can. I think it's something I would not have appreciated as a teenager,
right,
even in my early 20s.
Because I think I heard them, when I was probably in my early 20s, and I didn't like it. So I've heard a couple songs here and then I liked, but I'm not super familiar. Like, where would you think is a good way to start out? Like, what's their... Do they have any albums that are a little easier to segue into, or are they kind of...
Probably, not really.
Yeah, they don't have, like, a pop album they
just
did.
Just roll the dice, man, and just grab one.
Right, right. that I might just do that and see what happens. Yeah. Missy, is it true that you're playing a show tomorrow?
Yes. Birds of Avalon is playing the Plaza tomorrow at 9:00. We're gonna be playing for about 75 minutes. That's like really long time to play music. But
are you playing with anyone else?
The Balsa Gliders.
And this is where at?
It says, Oak City 7 Post says, have you heard the Balsa Gliders yet? This isn't your average indie rock band. These talented musicians also work as doctors, lawyers, and bankers. That doesn't mean they don't know how to rock. Come see them live tomorrow night at 7:50. Or you can come at 9. Birds of Avalon will play. It's up to you. You do what you want.
Nice.
So yeah. We're, you know, we're
wow, that's like an hour longer than most of my bands play though.
The No Love set's like 15 minutes or something.
Yeah, No Love's
some special things, you know, like we've been working on.
You haven't?
Oh, nice.
Awesome.
You know.
I don't think I've ever played a set over 20 minutes long, to be honest. None of my bands talk during sets. Like, we just play.
The first time I saw Birds of Avalon was a long time ago. That was it was a tremendous show. The Cat's Cradle. It was Birds of Avalon and Mudhoney. Okay. That was really good. Very memorable show. But yeah. I was also going to ask you about I understand you've recorded an album recently. Well, you've recorded a few, right? So
quite a few with the.
You recorded a band called Pie Face Girls, right?
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah.
And
I was trying to figure out where he was going with it, too.
One of my bands. Like,
no, I need to work on my...
Yes, I have. I'm very, very excited about their new record.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that, too. And did you take, like, do you remember how long it took? Was it a quick process, or was it...
Yeah, well, so we basically recorded the record in a few days. I can't remember if it was two or three. It was awesome. I had a great time. I mean, we were flying by the seat of our pants. We were working really long days, super hard. Everyone's so talented and like was so committed and like just, it was just like really a shit ton of fun. And, they're finally getting the record mastered by Nick Peterson.
Oh, awesome.
I did just get the most recent masters. Maybe we could play a track tonight.
It's fine with me. I don't have an objection.
It's fine with them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think they would really love that. Y'all, shout out right now. I'm up online. If you don't like it, otherwise we're going to play a new track by you.
There we go. Unless you guys stop
this. Yo, my babies.
You all stop this, you know.
Unless you come to the studio.
If you're listening.
And cut the power to the studio.
Or text me what song you want. No, it sounds great.
At least
great.
It's not
really
like
excited.
They told me about being on I think they were on KNC one time and like couldn't play any of the songs by them. And
oh, because of the language, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know. That
happens.
I've been meaning to do some censorship little sounds like... Like I was thinking about the moan, like a moan, like whenever they say, you know, something really explicit, just how they go. Oh,
they have explicit lyrics.
There's if you messed with, you've probably messed with Audacity, right?
Is there actually a censorship button on there?
Is there?
There's a button that like I've done it before.
Oh,
like,
is it like the generate noise button or whatever?
Well, there's a few. There's one that's just like a beep. That's like beep, which sounds like it's like on TV when they're cursing.
Yeah, that's cool.
And there's one that's like a cow or something. It's like moo or it's something weird like that.
That's
I'll
weird.
Have to look
I
up.
I didn't know that was in there, but
there's some weird sound effect. Yeah,
I don't really mess with Audacity in that kind of way that much.
Yeah, I just went monkeying around a little bit because I wanted to edit the No Love interview.
That's right. I forgot about that. And,
it's fine. Yeah.
Did I press play?
You did. Yeah. Did you?
Oh, I didn't mean to do that.
We could do that. No worries.
That's really
cool.
Sorry.
So maybe we should get to that. Did we finish going through all the songs?
Oh yeah. Yes, we actually did.
Oh,
so
okay.
There we go.
We get sidetracked every once in a while.
I know. We really do. So do we have a world premiere here then?
Gosh. Yeah. I'm having a hard time figuring out how to use this new version.
Maybe we should do a Billy Childish song, a couple other songs.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so we'll do some of my stuff while we get this all figured out. Maybe get some permission for this or something. Probably not. Who cares?
It's fine. It's just streaming.
We'll have fun.
Yeah.
All
right. So, yeah, here is... I don't remember what I brought. I think it's the Mighty Caesars, or is it the Headcoats? Let's see. This is the Mighty Caesars with Devious Mutants.
Got to have some Billy Childish. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
In a little bit. Hello, you are still listening to Damaged Goods on Little Raleigh Radio. And my name is Matt Dunn, also known as DJ Two-Headed Dog. You can also call me DJ Enzyme. Always breaking it down for you here. Who do I have in the studio with me?
Still DJ Bela Lugosi's dad.
Okay. That's right. I got to bring the goth dad jokes in here.
Always.
Yep. And And we also have a special guest in the studio. What's your name again?
This is Missy. Thanks.
That's right. And we've been having a pretty great time here.
Yeah.
We should do this again. We're not even done yet, and I'm already saying that. But yeah,
it's already over.
I mean, we still got like 20 minutes.
Yeah, we're not done yet. Don't worry.
Still got to play that new Giorgio Murder.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. We just heard like 20 songs. So let's go through that. That all great songs though. You heard a band called The Tirades. That was Pop Gun.
Doing a song Pop Gun. That's off the Killed by Trash compilation put out in the 2000s-ish by a label called P Trash from Germany, where it's a bunch of bands from around that time doing Killed by Death covers.
Yeah, that was great.
One's by the great Mary Monday and the Bitches, who do that song. I gave my punk jacket to Ricky.
That's right. Yeah, love that. Love those, like, I don't know, you want to call it a punk novelty song? I don't know.
Yeah. We did that whole show a while back.
We did, yeah.
We need to do another one.
There's that one, my favorite is the one, I can't remember who the name of it, but it's
the
like,
Los Punk Rockers, the one who do all the Sex Pistols songs, but like all the lyrics are wrong. And
oh, that's pretty amazing. No, there's one, Missy, you ever heard those like weird punk novelty songs from like the 70s or 80s?
Oh, Do You Want to Touch My Safety Pin?
That's pretty amazing. It's like,
where can I find them?
There's albums. I'll write them down for you later.
Or we can send you, I know there's a compilation, right? There's a couple of those.
It's called, Who's a Punk, and it has a picture of Roger Daltrey on the front of it dressed all punk.
Right. It's like some of them are like fake studio, some of them are real bands, some of them are like fake studio.
Yeah, some
bands
are like
that,
you know, like prog rock bands who like they give a different name and like use a picture of like a punk band and like, you know, record an album and stuff. But I don't know. It's a whole like weird genre from like the 70s of like fake punk.
There's one that's like, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but there's one where the chorus is like, I take drugs and get drunk because I'm a punk. Because I'm a punk. Punk. Can't remember who does that one. It's awesome.
Because they all have very forgettable names.
Yeah, yeah. That one's, and there's, oh God, I forget what some of the other ones are. But yeah.
Anyways, for the Tirades, we heard
a band from Minneapolis, Minnesota. They're called Kitten Forever. The song's called 200X. That's a great band. They're playing Sunday night at Ruby Deluxe in downtown Raleigh, and they're playing with a fantastic local band called Pie Face Girls. They're also playing with a band called Royal Brat that we played in the very first set of music there. And before that, you heard a band called Evil ENC Group.
I keep meaning to start writing down notes for myself about this stuff, like, because I forget by the time I get here where I get this stuff.
Or is it Evil PNC Group and they
it could possibly be wrong, right? I don't know. It's off a comp I have called like the Scarcest Garage Records.
That's what it's actually called,
like, scraping the bottom of the barrel. It's like garage songs that haven't been put on other comps yet.
Right
There's some good stuff on there. Most of it's pretty terrible and like so lo-fi it's pretty much unlistenable.
Right
But there's some good tracks on it, like that one, which I really liked.
And the other, I think the track's called The Point Is. And before that, is a band called Pie Face Girls from Raleigh, North Carolina. That is brand new music from them.
Yeah. Like, never heard, world premiere.
I know.
Leakage.
Yep, that's right. So I hope you got your cassette tapes out and recorded that. And
yeah,
you're going to sell it on a street corner for $5
or hundreds of cents.
Yeah, that's right. But the song's called Washed Up, and that's off of their soon to be released album.
I like the song a lot.
Yeah, it's a fantastic song, and I'm much looking forward to their show Sunday. And before Pie Face Girls, you heard a band called Warm Bodies. That was called The Psychic Connection.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite new bands out of somewhere in the Midwest. I think Oklahoma City, if I remember right. They're fantastic. Sadly, their demo's a little rough sounding, but like I'm sure they have something new coming out sometime soon, hopefully.
And before that, that was a band called Twisted Roots.
Know nothing about it, but it was a cool song.
And it's Are There Cobwebs on My Face? Is that the it's a good one. Yeah.
Okay, so maybe I brought one weird thing in.
Yeah. Well, right.
But, you know, whatever.
Could have followed that with Spiderwebs by No Doubt, but you know,
I mean, of course, but that would have been too obvious. I mean, come on.
Right.
Similar.
exactly. And before
it's
that,
pretty much the same song. Okay.
Pretty much. Yeah. And before that, you heard The Answers with Just Fear. That sounded like it was from the 60s. Am I correct?
Oh, yes, it was.
Yeah, man. I'm good. I'm getting good at this. That was, before that, you heard a band called The Riddles. That was It's One Thing to Say.
From Chicago on the Great Quill Records.
On which record label?
Quill from Chicago. Put out a lot of random stuff. Most of it's pretty, I don't know.
Gardeners by day, garage rockers by night. Right.
Yeah. Well, no, none of it really made it that big. It's like all kind of, you know, stuff I've never really heard. I got the box set of their stuff and it was really good.
Right. I was just trying to think of a random profession.
Gardeners.
Right.
But they still rock.
That's right. And before that, you heard a band called Six. That's S-I-X, right?
Yeah, I brought in one of their songs, which I don't know the title of because it was all in Japanese. And I've been, one, impossible band to Google. But I've been trying to find out more information because that one song's really good.
I know, it was so good.
And then I found that song and I found out it is the same band because there is a CD somewhere on the internet that I cannot find anywhere. I found it on Discogs though, and it sells for like $50.
Oh, really? Well, that's...
But, you know, it's a really cool band. I really like them and hopefully I'll find some more stuff by them.
Yeah, no, I think that was Do the Choo Choo. I don't know if I...
Do the Choo Choo, yes.
That's right. And to begin the set, that was, what's that guy that you play every week?
I don't even remember his name anymore.
Billy
Manish.
Yeah, that's right. That was the Billy Childish song of the week.
That was, The Mighty Caesars with Devious Me.
That's right. Yeah, that was good stuff. We had to get to the new segment of the show. I don't know if you guys saw that, Barney's, I guess the department store in New York, they're selling Black Flag and Joy Division shirts for $265. So
awesome.
I don't know if you guys are
they
planning...
new ones or
they're new,
quote unquote vintage.
Like one of them, the picture on here is the Joy Division Unknown Pleasures, and I bought that shirt for like $15. Like it's the same damn shirt. Like
it's
no
the same print, but
that is disgusting.
You've never worn a shirt like that, man. You don't know life until you've worn a $200 shirt.
Oh, but here we go. The Black Flag top is 95% cotton, 5% cashmere, and has decorative zippers at the sides. So that one's a little different.
Is a decorative zipper punk?
I don't even know anymore. That's the picture. You can't really tell. They can't really see the zippers, but the Black Flag one is $265 because it has
The decorative zippers.
The Joy Division one is just $225.
God, man, I knew I should have gotten into fashion growing up.
Right. They also have Black Sabbath, Run DMC, and The Cure, which only
I'm going to start a sweatshop of punks in like my basement, like studding jackets and stuff, and start selling them in New York.
I mean, you probably would make a lot of money, so
probably.
So there you go. But and then I guess the other shirts are only $175. So if you're shopping on a budget,
I'll buy those with my Sex Pistols credit card.
Exactly. Yeah. Which point?
That's a callback right there.
Do you guys feel like what point do you
that
feel
punk
like
is dead?
Yeah.
Yes.
When did it die though? Like what moment?
Oh, when did it die?
It kind of died this minute for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I already knew this was happening, like things like this, but, whatever.
I don't know. As I get older, I just hope that punk is continuing on in a way I just don't know.
It is with Juggalos.
It's not how we know it to be. It's something, you know what I mean? It's something else. And it's not about these kind of cliches.
It's
anymore.
Not about $200 t-shirts.
Yeah,
right?
You know.
Kind of hate to
even
know.
Though I know for a long time there's still like a weird economy for old punk t-shirts that's like people pay way too much for them online, and I don't get it.
And I think you have to like not have ever listened to the band to buy those.
Yes. No, I just know like there's like weird obsessions about that stuff. I try not to pay too much for punk stuff because it just seems not punk.
I know.
Right. That's not punk.
Yeah.
Man, punk.
This is our new
forever.
Segment. That's not punk.
You know? Like,
wait, sorry. What you...
Businessmen. That's not punk.
Yeah. No. Yeah, that this
Barney's
is...
not punk.
I don't even know what Barney's is.
I think it's like a designer department store or something. Oh. It's yeah, it's not a punk place. So you don't need to worry about it. Don't worry.
All right.
Yeah.
So this week on That's Not Punk, Barney's.
That's right. Also, Dave Matthews Band, they're not very punk, so
not at all.
But I mean, maybe they
Unless Crash Into Me is about a brick going through
they got a pretty punk bus driver who, you know, unloaded all the, you know, caca
Bus
over the river onto the tour.
that's called not giving a fuck that. For sure. That's,
yeah, I mean, that's pretty punk.
I think we did talk about that on here before.
I think we did a while back. Yeah, whenever that happened. Did that, Missy, did
maybe
that make
it was
you
intentional? I don't know, you know, if it wasn't,
did that make you cancel the tour with Dave Matthews Band after you heard that, or were you
are you kidding? I was on the boat.
You were.
No.
It just sounds something like from like a National Lampoon movie or something.
Yeah, it really does. That's. I mean, No Love, like, would never do that, right?
Like,
that would...
like they'd be in town, like the people on the boat, like the Griswolds would be on there, and they'd be in town. They're taking a tour before they go out to see Dave Matthews Band, and then Dave Matthews Band drives over them on the thing, and you know, unloads everything under their boat. No.
Exactly.
Speaking of shit, don't we have more music to play? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I guess we do.
We're getting towards there.
I know. I have a quick track here by a new band called Sex Stains, which is Allison Wolf from Bratmobile's new band. I guess it's their first officially released track. It's called, it's kind of my theme song. It's Don't Hate Me Because I'm Beautiful. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. And I have a new Giorgio Murderer track.
All right. And this one's
about an electronic lighter.
Oh, really?
Because why not?
Yeah. And this Sex Stain song is like a minute long. So by the time you're getting into it, you'll be into the next song. So there you go.
Cool.
So
we'll get a couple more and then we'll say goodbye.
That's right. Well, here we go.
It's so hard.
It's very hard. It's difficult. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
You're listening to America's favorite podcast. That's it.
Stone Cold Steve Austin podcast. Can I get a hell yeah? I know absolutely nothing about wrestling, by the way. Everything I know about wrestling is like through other people, like Brian Cruz mostly.
Well, I've been hearing rumors that it's scripted and.
Yeah.
Is this true or?
I don't know.
I don't know either. What are we listening to? We're listening to ourselves, but we are Damaged Goods on Little Raleigh Radio. My name is Matt Dunn, also known as DJ Two-Headed Dog. And I have this non-wrestling expert in the studio with me. What's your
DJ,
name again?
DJ Snap Into Slim Jim.
Just like Macho Man Randy Savage. Rest in peace.
Yeah. We'll need to bring in some of his music, man.
Oh, have you heard his rap album?
Oh, it's kind of all right.
Yeah. Missy, have you heard their Macho Man Randy Savage rap album?
I've tried not to hear it.
Oh, that's,
you know,
that's
it was
fair.
Surprising. I like always wonder if it was like a thing or if like they just heard him in like the locker room one day rapping and like they're like, oh man, we got to do the album with this guy.
Like, bro, you never told me you could rap. And he's like, oh yeah, well, you know, I just
lays down the sickest rhymes, man.
I know.
Be a man, Hulk.
I know. Best Hulk Hogan diss song I've ever heard. I mean,
I know.
Definitely.
Have you heard Hulk Hogan's album?
I've heard
it's real like rock and roll, like all about loving America.
Real, what's that song? Real American.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's that video is something. They have the video. Have you ever seen that video?
No. It's, what happens?
It's like Hulk Hogan playing, pretending to play guitar. Like they have him green screen in front of like the what do you call it? The Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like, and he like rips up a picture of the Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi. I guess he loves it's America. Yeah, it's like, and he's like at the end of the video, he's like, do your prayers, you know, do your homework, eat your vegetables. Like he starts like yelling things you should be doing if you're an American. It's ridiculous. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, so you'll have to see that one to believe it. But anyway, so what is your name?
I'm Missy Thangs.
That's right. Yeah.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks so much for coming. I'm glad this worked out. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, you guys.
We haven't had a guest in so long.
I know. It's always more fun.
I know. When there's three of us
really
to talk over each other and make
out
jokes.
With you guys.
Yeah, so you would come back, or would you? You're like done with us? And
no, I would definitely come back.
Sweet,
awesome. You are definitely welcome to come back anytime you want. You don't have to. You just can hang out and talk, or
yeah, you can just
whatever.
Show up.
Yeah,
if it's a Wednesday, you're not doing anything. Just show up. It's
yeah,
fine.
All right.
You don't have to let us know.
You don't have to be like, is it okay, guys? If I, yeah,
we have an open door policy.
We do. Yeah. But yeah, so what did we just hear? And then last block of music that was,
well, I thought we'd go a little topical.
Yeah.
And that was Life Sentence with Punks for Profit.
Who would you like to dedicate that to?
Daniel Lupton, obviously.
Oh,
cause he's Punks for Nonprofit.
Well, that's true. Yeah. That's the great Daniel Lupton from Sorry State Records, of course.
Yeah.
We need to
get him on the show sometime.
I know. What should we... Like, is there anything we could lure him with? Like, a really rare record? We could be like, oh, there's this really rare record in the studio. Like, what would be...
Yeah. There's not, though.
There's got to be an equivalent. Like, I saw on Facebook, someone had a hipster trap, and it was, like, a trap with, like, PBR and, like, American Spirits.
Some Ray Bans, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, what would be the Daniel trap? Like, what would...
I don't know.
Have to be some weird...
Again, it would be just rare, hardcore 7 inches.
Right. What would be the Seth trap? Would it be, like... there's this weird the Jam promo that was never released, or
yeah, that would probably get me.
All right.
Or any Buzzcock 7-inch I still don't have.
Oh yeah,
I stopped collecting them, man. Like, you know, I'm so close to having all the singles.
Well, you know,
sad.
That is sad.
90s Ramones albums.
That's right. And what about you, Missy? Do you have, what would be in the Missy trap, like, to get you, like, would it be pizza or like a burrito?
Oh,
or...
It would definitely be pizza.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'd go more for burritos.
Yeah, yeah.
I eat pizza a lot. Don't eat enough burritos or tacos, man.
That's right. Well,
anyways,
speaking of tacos, before Life Sentence, Punks for Profit, you heard... that was a track that Missy brought in. I've never heard before. That was very interesting. What was that? That was 39
Clocks. 39 Clocks. 78 Soldier Dead.
Yeah, that was really weird, but I liked it. It was awesome. Yeah.
1981. Paint It Dark.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Kind of cool Velvets vibe on that track. Kind of avant-garde.
Very minimal.
Very minimal. Whole record's kind of that mood. Yeah. It's awesome.
No, yeah, it was awesome. Before that, Seth, you played... Giorgio Murderer.
Yeah. Electronic Lighter. Love that
so
song.
Catchy.
What do you think that song's about?
Probably having an electronic lighter. You know, if it's really windy out, that's, you know, works well.
Yeah, they're simple.
Yeah. Yeah, they were great when I saw them open for King Khan. They were awesome.
Super silly.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh yeah. And before Giorgio Murderer, you heard brand new music from Allison Wolf, formerly of Bratmobile. That's her new band called Sex Stains. The track was called Don't Hate Me Because I'm Beautiful. That goes out to me. Because I'm great. No, just kidding. And before that, you heard a band called The... Well, we started out with that. That's right. So, whoops. I was going to say the tirades, but we already talked about that.
No, we already talked about that.
God, I'm just a screw up. I'm sorry.
Now it's time to say goodnight.
It's my least favorite time of the night.
I know.
Means
I have to go home and like do work or something, or like
go back to
sleep.
Real life. Yeah,
your posture is so good. I'm like really just like, look at that.
Is
straight,
it?
Like,
yeah,
up there.
This is where we differ.
You're so alive.
Well, you know,
my slouch.
All those years in military school really did me well. So
it really did.
Yeah, learned some discipline. Are we gonna play one more track, or
I think we should end with a Fad Gadget song, just because it's stuck in my head.
That's
and I don't know, I feel like it's something we all agree on, and I feel like it encompasses a lot of like everything the three of us like.
Fad Gadget, does that reminds me of like an iPhone, or what do you kids play? The Pokemon.
It's a Fad Gadget. Oh, I love the Pokemon.
Yeah.
So good.
Oh yeah.
For any other app, if I had any other app that crashed every 2 minutes, you know, I'd probably would have deleted it instantly, but for some reason, this one.
Right, right.
But yeah, well, let's play Ricky's Hands.
Let's do it.
Pod Gadget. And we'll see y'all next week.
Good night.
Adios,
it's so hard. But yeah, maybe.
We'll try to make it. We'll, you know.
Shopping is like really enticing.
Yeah, yeah. So Shopping, the band is playing, oh, we mentioned before, is playing the Pinhook next Wednesday.
Which you've heard here before if you listen a lot.
Oh, yeah. They're great. They're fantastic. So, but like I was saying, good night, guys. We love you.
Ricky's Hand by Fad Gadget.
It's not goodbye. It's I'll see you next time.
Auf Wiedersehen.
That's right.